Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of Revelation chapter 1, we were talking about the personal accountability of every man for his own sin. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
The bottom line in life for you is, what think ye of Christ? Hey, these are the apostles. And the apostles had to answer this question. You see, my friend, you cannot blame others for your sin. God will hold you personally accountable. We have in this country, in the United States, a system of lawsuits. And people sue people, others right and left, for the silliest things in the world. And many times they win. And, of course, those things, in my opinion, are not right. That shouldn't be. We blame others for our own ineptitude and sue them for it. I think of Adam and Eve. Lord says, Adam, who told you that you were naked? And Adam's reply, well, this woman you made for me, Lord. And he says, Eve, is this true? And Eve says, well, this serpent here that, you know, Lord, you created the serpent. And you see, they wouldn't accept the responsibility and the blame for their sin. They tried to put it off on someone else. I remember when I was a child and I'd be confronted about something by my mother or father. Now, my usual answer would be to say, well, Dick did it, or David did it, or somebody else did it, one of my brothers. Or I might use someone else's name. And sometimes I might, to give strength and validity to my argument, say, well, so-and-so said. Now, even if those things were true, and even if they ended up getting into trouble as well, I still had to face the consequence of my own transgression. And certainly the Board of Knowledge was applied to the seat of education, okay? And so we find that it happened. It happened often. I think sometimes that my dad's belt had a saying on it, is that I need thee every hour, because sometimes it seemed like it happened that way. And you see, I can say that others misled me, but that wouldn't lessen the force of the bell. Now, my friend, you're going to give an account of yourself to God, and you simply cannot blame others. You've got the Word of God today, and you've got the Holy Spirit of God if you're saved, and so you can't blame others for your failure. Now, that takes us into verse 16. And in verse 16 it says, and Simon Peter answered and said unto him, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. The Christ, the anointed one. And why does he say living God? Well, although Israel had gone into captivity for adding idols to its worship, they had turned to the doctrine of one God. And perhaps we are seeing a twofold thing here. Now, idols are made of wood, precious metals, or some other substance. They don't walk, they don't talk, they don't hear, they don't speak. And they are very impersonal from their perspective. But on the other hand, we can have a God that we say is the Lord God of heaven, and yet be so impersonal. You ever see a little child with the invisible friend? I remember years ago we babysat a little girl. One day I heard her telling somebody off, and I mean, she was doing it big time. She wasn't sparing them any slack whatever. She was giving them the business. She was up one side and down the other hand, and I thought, boy, this is serious. So I thought I'd go investigate. Well, it was her invisible friend, the invisible friend of this five-year-old child. She was telling them off big time. Well, I remember the play they used to have years ago called Harvey, where the guy had this giant invisible rabbit that went with him everywhere. Well, some people do that with idols. It gives them a good feeling, but there's no real personal relationship, no real communion. Some do that with a crucifix. It gives them a good feeling and makes them feel secure. My friend, God is not a feeling. God is a spirit. He's a real person. And those who worship him must worship him in spirit. You're not worshiping him in feelings. Now, I don't believe in cold, dead religion. I believe that true spiritual worship will bring emotions. It will give you joy. It'll make your joy full. But joy needs to be born of the spirit, not of our feeling. So we worship him in spirit and in truth. That is God's word. Why? Because God's word is a living word. It is God-breathed. And sometimes people talk about the letter of the law instead of the spirit, as if the Old Testament is something that is not God's word or less than God's word, and only the New Testament is God's word. Well, my friend, that whole Bible, Genesis to Revelation, is the word of God, New Testament and Old Testament. And just understand that as there are various applications, just like Revelation 2 and 3 is looking at the church age, and Revelations 4 through 20 are looking at the tribulation, and 21 and 22 is looking at the scene in heaven. We also know that the Bible has different things through the ages, but it's all the Word of God. It becomes letter when we study it only as a history book, and we don't allow it to be applied to our daily life. It's not that the letter's the law. The letter is not allowing it to be applied to your life. The Spirit is when we begin to order our lives under the guidance of the Holy Spirit by the Word of God. So I believe that there are not only idols then, but Christ could look down into eternity. And he could see men making pictures of him, crucifix and pieces of cross, and use it as a means for worship. And he wants us to know he is the living God. Now, we need to dedicate ourselves to Christ, through whom God has spoken. Dedicate yourself to the Christ who sympathizes with us, to the Christ who has opened unto us the living way into the presence of the Father. Dedicate ourselves to the Christ who has given us an anchor of hope that is secure, to the Christ through whom we can fellowship personally with God instead of going through a priest of men. To the Christ who overcame the world by faith, leaving us an example. To the Christ who made the invisible God reality to us. To the Christ who endured the cross, despising the shame for the joy that was set before him. To the Christ who founded a kingdom that cannot be shaken and invites us to be joint heirs with him. To the Christ who tells us to call upon him in the day of trouble and he will deliver. Oh, this is the Jesus that this text talks about, Almighty God in the flesh. So many people go to a foreign land and they say, this is a piece of the cross. You can buy an actual piece of the cross. My friend, that, in my opinion, is total baloney. Okay? And don't believe that. Don't be taken in by that. And you don't worship a piece of wood. You worship the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who just hung on that piece of wood for less than a day. Worship him. It was an old rugged cross, but it's the Christ of the old rugged cross we worship. Now, that takes us to verse 17, and you see how it fits. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Now, that really just fits in like a glove on a hand. Because it's revealed by the Spirit to Peter. not flesh and blood. Flesh and blood, says John the Baptist, Elijah, or Jeremiah, is whom Jesus is. But when one is filled with the Spirit, then he knows that Jesus is Almighty God in the Spirit. Flesh cannot, apart from God, go any higher than John the Baptist, Elijah, Jeremiah, or Mary. But it's when you're in the Spirit, you go far above that. Now, why is Simon Bar-Jonah blessed? And probably just like Mary, she was called blessed. Well, so was Simon Bar-Jonah. Well, it's because he knows and confesses that Jesus is the Christ, the Anointed, the Son of God, Almighty God in the flesh. One must keep it in mind that this passage is about the person of Christ as the foundation. And that takes us into looking again at verse 18. He says, "And I say also unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." He says, "Thou art Peter," and in the Greek it's Petra, a pebble. "Upon this boulder, Petra, I will build my church." Isn't it interesting that we talk about Petra over yonder in Jordan and that rose-red city? And he is comparing Peter between a pebble and its comparison to a great, huge, a monument, so to speak, as this boulder, Petra, the rose-red city. Now, some have since tried to say Peter is the rock on which the church is built. But I remind you, the passage is dealing with the person of Christ. In Matthew chapter 21 and verse 42, Jesus identifies himself as the chief cornerstone who is rejected by the builder. What do builders do? Well, they build buildings. Jesus wants his church built, and he is the chief cornerstone. Listen to 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 5 and 6. "Ye also, as lively stones," that means living stones, "are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood." If you're saved, you're a priest of God. Did you know that? This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.